Now we get the grand strategy. This is a course that Al Stamm is going to be teaching in the fall. Objective. This course is designed to acquaint students with the fundamentals of grand strategy. Well, there you go. That's all you need to know, right? That is, with the political uses of military power. How often do you hear about military power here in the Ford School? Well, you're going to when you take this. And the respective roles of military and civilian leaders in formulating and implementing a state's foreign policy. In a broader sense, the purpose of the course is to sensitize students to the complexity of the policy and strategy-making process and to enhance their ability to think strategically. The course begins with an examination of theoretical and empirical approaches to the study of grand strategy, the means by which states pursue their national interests. So it isn't just about military, not at all, but that's a piece of it. We will analyze historical as well as contemporary strategic problems. The common theme each week will be to investigate the connection between the nature of the societies in conflict and the means by which they avoid or prosecute the wars between them. Method. The course is organized around a number of strategic concepts that will be introduced during the first full week of study. These concepts will be elaborated upon in a series of case studies, each of which focuses on a particular kind of political/military interaction. Course themes, some of the most important recurring themes will be war as an extension of politics by other means, the relationship between national military policy and a state's grand strategy to secure its position in the international system, 2, the problems of civil-military relations, 3, limitations on states' military power, legal, social, moral, economic, logistical, public opinion, alliance restraints, friction, he puts that in quotes, I assume he's not talking about what I learned in physics, and so forth. 4, domestic determinants of grand strategy, the problems of squaring the strategic requirements with domestic political realities. 5, strategic and technological change, weapons, armaments, and communications, the impact of nuclear weapons on strategy. And 6, and finally on his list, problems of limited war, why and how wars are kept limited. Can democracies successfully fight limited wars? This, it strikes me, is pretty different from everything else. Actually, every course we offer is distinctive, but this one is more so or something.